cyber attacks, labor disruptions, inadequate provincial funding and poor mental health supports are some risks that face Holy Trinity Catholic School Division, a new report suggests. As part of the organization's Enterprise Resource Management, ERM, program, division administration created a risk register of the top 49 threats that could affect the division. Executive Council rated those risks, while administration collected and ranked the data. It then created a document, presented during the recent board meeting, with the top 10 risks and mitigation or management strategies. Executive Council is expected to focus on the top 3 to 5 risks during the next few months and review the strategies to ensure they are appropriate. So this is our initial kick at it, once again, a very perhaps myopic CFO view in terms of mitigation strategies, CFO Kurt V. Perry said during the board meeting. All the mitigation strategies need to be fleshed out in greater detail. When asked if staff will need to take courses to prevent cyber attacks, Van Perry said one main mitigation measure, initiated last year, is dual-factor authentication of accounts. Such actions should prevent 99.9% of attacks. However, some cyber attackers can be successful with even a 0.1% chance, he continued. He thought it was quite scary, but also quite fascinating, to learn about the threats in the digital world. However, the division has significantly reduced those risks with its current actions. This should make a board member feel good that those risks, there's something being done to mitigate them, said Trustee Christine Boychik. Top 10 risks. A cybersecurity breach or internal leak resulting in the loss of private or confidential information was the top risk, with a score of 14.4 out of 25. The likelihood of this happening was rated 3.6 out of 5, while the negative effect is 4 out of 5. The second highest risk was that the Ministry of Education would compromise or take the division's surplus reserve money due to economic or political pressure, with a score of 13.68. a likelihood of 3.8 and an effect of 3.6. The third risk was the Roman Catholic Church may challenge the ethos of Holy Trinity, leaving many families to believe that the division shares the same beliefs and does not have an inclusive environment. Families could also believe that the church's response to truth and reconciliation is insufficient and would deter them from enrolling their kids in the division. This risk score is 13.6, has a likelihood of 4 and an effect of 3.4. The fourth highest risk was that Holy Trinity might not adequately support students and families around mental health, with the risk being 12.24, the likelihood being 3.6 and the effect being 3.4. The fifth risk was the division may not be able to deliver a quality education because of factors such as enrollment decline or a change in student population. The risk score was 12.16, the likelihood is 3.2 and the effect is 3.8. The sixth highest risk is Holy Trinity may not be able to hire or retain well-trained and high-quality staff or administrative personnel. The risk score is 11.52, the likelihood is 3.2 and the effect is 3.6. The seventh risk is a bus or vehicle collision because of various factors, with a risk score of 11.52, a likelihood of 3.2 and an effect of 3.6. The eighth highest risk is the federal, provincial or local economy could become unstable, resulting in reduced staffing or programming. The risk score is 11.4, the likelihood is 3 and the effect is 3.8. The ninth risk is the province's funding formula fails to provide enough predictable and sufficient funding. The risk score is 10.88, the likelihood is 3.4 and the effect is 3.2. The tenth risk is bargaining agreements can't be reached and labor disputes, strikes, job action occur. The risk score is 10.88, the likelihood is 3.2 and the effect is 3.4. The next Holy Trinity board meeting is Monday, February 13.